Well, you were joking before about the weird stuff, and I have to say I sort of like the weird stuff, so maybe my question is to try to understand that a little more. I've heard you many times make reference to like what we contracted to do before we came here, or you two discussed that before you came, or her mother is jumping for joy.
And it's logical, isn't it, that you didn't just start creating when you got here this time? Since you are an eternal being, clearly you had plans and friends.
Right, right. So I want to understand that more. And also embedded in my question is something I've never been able to fully understand, which is how is it that little children or babies come in with something really challenging like a deformity or a disease? They haven't attracted it in this lifetime, so is it something they contract for? How does that all work?
The word contract sounds so assignment-oriented and task-oriented and lesson-learning-oriented and paying-the-price-oriented, and there isn't any of that. Everyone who comes forth into this experience, this arena of creating, comes for the experience of creating. And we know that once you get here and you have your particular vantage point, that you can see from your vantage point so clearly that it's hard to accept that anybody else's vantage point is quite as clear or quite as valid. And if somebody else has a vantage point that doesn't please you in some way, it's very often that you say something's wrong with their vantage point, and then you try to go back after the fact and figure out what went wrong that got them to that less than perfect vantage point. Everyone who is making the decision to come forth knows full well what they're coming into. And if it isn't a match to what your intentions are, you just don't come. Nobody's forcing you to come forward. Everything is vibrationally chosen. And so sometimes when somebody's born into a physical body that by other standards is not considered normal or is even considered to be a disadvantage, very often, the person that chose that didn't see it a disadvantage at all. They wanted a different point of view. And there is a lot of that going on, particularly right now, more than ever before in all of the entrances of energies coming forth, because there are more energies coming forth that are determined to experience firsthand and therefore teach through the clarity of their example this business of unconditional love. Most everybody is saying, I will teach you how to control your conditions so that you can live the way that I need you to live so that I can feel better. And so many of the energies that are coming in are saying, well, I'm going to be just different enough that you're not going to be able to coerce me into the conformity that you need in order for you to feel better. So many parents, so many teachers, so many people would like you to conform. They would just feel better. If you could get everybody to believe just like you do, so that there are no radical Islamists out there, there are no people that are looking at things differently, you think that the world would be oh so rosy, everybody would be thinking the same thoughts and doing the same things, and we say the boredom would drive you out of your minds. It is not what you are wanting. You didn't come forth to be the same. You came forth wanting your differences to inspire expansion, you see. And so there is an epidemic of source energy consciousness coming in that's saying, all right, they've gotten so good at insisting on conformity, let's go forth and be so basically non-conformable that they will have no choice but to see us in a different light. And then you say, oh, you're abnormal. And if they can speak to you in their true source voice, they'll say, yes, I am. I'm abnormal in more ways than you can speak. I'm abnormal in more ways than you know. I'm deliberately abnormal. I'm deliberately non-conforming. I'm deliberately putting you in a place that if you want to feel your joy, and I know you do, you're going to have to find a different way of looking at me in order to feel your joy, because I'm a condition that you cannot change. I'm going to force you into unconditional love if you are to look at me and feel love. And much of the world says, no problem, I just won't look at you, or I will look at you and I won't feel love. But truly enlightened ones are discovering that they can look at anything from a place of alignment. And that's what we've been talking about all day here today. Mm-hmm. Finding a way to look at whatever it is in a way that allows you connection to source at the same time that you are looking at it. Unconditional love means being the love that you are regardless of the conditions. And when you get that, the world is beautiful no matter what part of it you're looking at. Mm-hmm. There's something of value in every single thing that you see.
So is there no suffering?
The only suffering that takes place anywhere in this universe is in the human experience when he does not allow him or herself to be in alignment with Source. The only suffering that exists anywhere in the universe is in this vibrational gap where you have not allowed yourself to keep up with you. That's it. That's it. That's the extent of it. And when you croak, it'll be over.
So is it really like we're all on the other side planning what'll be like fun to come in and do, and what we can teach people by what we come in to do?
It's not like that at all. You're not coming to teach anybody anything because they don't need to be taught. You're not trying to fix something that's broken because nothing's broken. You're eager to come forth and have a new experience that genuinely inspires you to some personal desire because you know that your personal desire will be of benefit to all that is, and that your personal desire will shoot a rocket out ahead of you that source energy will ride and become. You know that the expansion of the universe hinges upon these personal rockets of desires, and you're proud and eager to give birth to them, but not because you're wanting to do something for all that is, but because it is eternally, egotistically satisfying to experience that personal expansion that exposure to life always brings. It is so exhilarating to be in a physical body, focused in an environment that inspires something new, and have the conscious wherewithal to line your energies up with it and feel the explosion of it into manifestation. Oh, that's creation, you see. Man keeps wanting to say, oh, well, God created it all, and then we came forth. And we say, you are an extension of that which was created by that which you call God, but the creating that's going on now is happening through you and by you. You are the leading edge of creation. Doesn't that excite you to know that? It excites you to know that if you're egotistical enough to know that. It excites you to know that if you're willing to allow yourself to go with the flow of how magnificent you are, but when you get a little humble, it doesn't feel so good, does it?